Let's just commit our time, please, to the Lord in a word of opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this morning. We just ask, O God, for Your help and for Your presence as we come to worship Thee. Lord, aid us, help us this morning. We ask, O God, that we might be very conscious that God is here and that to bless us. Help us now, Lord, as we would sing Thy praise. And then, Lord, as we'd read and consider the Word of God, come be one of our number. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. We're going to commence our service this morning by singing the words of 727 in our hymn books. The words will be on our screen. Standing at the portal of the opening year, words of comfort meet us, hushing every fear. We'll stand together to sing this opening hymn, please. Let's stand to sing.
Our Father's voice.
Well, let's come before the Lord again, still our hearts, and let's seek God's blessing and prove His presence with us this morning in this first Lord's Day of this new year. Heavenly Father, we come into Thy holy presence this morning, and Lord, we thank Thee, Lord, that as we ended an old year, so, Lord, we start a new year. And Lord, we ended and we started because of Thy grace and because of Thy mercy. We thank Thee, Lord, for Your keeping hand upon us throughout the days of 2021. We thank Thee, Lord, for how You were with us. Lord, how You never left us and how You never forsook Thy people. We thank Thee, Lord, that even through the dark days, Lord, of 2021, Lord, when there were many fears and many concerns, we thank Thee, Lord, that we could rest upon our Savior. We thank Thee, Lord, that we could look on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we thank Thee, Lord, that You never forsook us. We thank Thee, Lord, that You never failed us. We thank Thee, Lord, that we can say with Paul, even as he had cause to write to the church at Corinth, our God is faithful. And Lord, we start this new year with that assurance in our hearts that our God will still be faithful and our God will still be with us in the year that lies before us. But Heavenly Father, we pray that as we start this new year, and Lord, as we look forward to what You're going to do for us in this year, we ask, O God, that You'll give us the confidence, give us the faith, give us the assurance, O God, that we will seek to do what we can do for Thee. Lord, there is much work that needs to be done. There is much ground that needs to be gained. Lord, we realize that in the work of God, there is so much catching up that needs to be done. And Heavenly Father, we pray that as a church and as a congregation, O God, that we'll all put our shoulders to the wheel. And Lord, that we'll not be found wanting in this year that lies before us. O God, forgive us for our failures. Forgive us, Lord, for our lack of service, our lack of love for Thee in 2021. But O God, we pray that You'll burn within us a greater love and a greater desire for Thee and for Thy work. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll come. And Lord, we pray that despite all the obstacles and despite all the difficulties and no doubt the disappointments that will come our way this year, help us, Lord, to be found faithful in the work and in the cause of Christ. Our Father, we pray that You'll take up our thanks, Lord, for being here today. We thank You, Lord, for health and for strength. We thank the Lord for the ability to be in the house of God. And Lord, we lift our hearts to Thee. No other place we would want to be than in God's house on Thy day. And so, Lord, we pray that You'll give us a greater love for the house of God in 2022. Our Father, we pray that You'll just be with all who have been enabled to gather with us today. Oh God, we pray that You'll speak to all of our hearts. Lord, minister to our needs. Lord, we pray that You'll give us, Lord, a greater vision and a greater burden, Lord, for the work of God. And our Father, we pray that as we leave this place this morning, may we know that God has been with us. May we hear the voice of God. Remember, Lord, those who cannot gather with us today. Remember all those who are unwell in the congregation. We pray, Lord, You'll keep Your healing and, Lord, preserving hand upon them. Lord, we thank Thee for answers to prayer. But, O God, we pray that You'll restore many of Thy dear saints, Lord, to that full desired strength and health at this time. And, Lord, that very soon we'll see them back again in the house of God. Remember, Lord, those today who are careless. Lord, those who have gone backward, O God, we pray that today, wherever they are, make them miserable, Lord, in that backslidden state. Make them miserable in their sin, O God, we pray. And Lord, we pray that You'll come. And Lord, burn within them once again that love for Christ. Restore them, O God, we pray, to their first love, we ask. And we pray, Lord, that this will be a year, Lord, when we'll see souls being saved. But Lord, we'll see as well, Lord, those who once walked well with Thee coming back into that right walk and fellowship with Thee again. We pray, Lord, You'll build up the Church of Jesus Christ. Build up the work of God here in East Belfast. Lord, it's a dark, difficult place, but, O God, we thank Thee, Lord, that we labor, Lord, not by ourselves, but, Lord, we labor with Thee. And our Father, we thank Thee that with Thee all things are possible. And so, Lord, we pray, extend our borders, we pray. O God, we pray that we'll see the hand of God at work drive back the forces of hell. Lord, we pray today that we'll see, Lord, the sin and evil that's around us, Lord, being driven back. and we'll see the tide of blessing rise. Our Father, we pray that you'll remember all those across our land and our nation, Lord, today who are unwell. Keep your healing hand upon them. But Lord, while we pray for the physical health, Lord, we pray most especially for the spiritual health of our nation. Oh God, we have to acknowledge that our land, our nation, Lord, is far from thee today. Lord, there are so many today who have no thought or time for Christ, no thought or time for the things of God. Heavenly Father, we pray that 2022, Lord, will be a year of grace, be a year of revival. We'll see, Lord, the work of God going forward. Lord, we thank thee today for the promise, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that we'll labor with that promise ringing in our ears throughout every day of this year, that God is building his church. Lord, there are still souls to be saved. There's still much work to be done. And Heavenly Father, we pray, therefore, help us to be laborers in the harvest field for thee. Our Father, we pray that you'll come and, Lord, bless us today in our coming together. Remember, Lord, again, the gospel tonight. Lord, we pray, bring in souls from this area. Lord, those who have been invited. Lord, those who have been reached in recent weeks and months, Lord, on the outreach. Lord, we pray that you'll bring them in. We thank thee, Lord, for those who have been in over recent weeks and months. Lord, we pray for more. Bring in new people. Bring in new families. Lord, we pray that you'll build up the work of God and take us forward with thee in this year that lies before us. So, our Father, we pray, encourage our hearts, thrill our souls. Lord, despite all that's all going on around us, help us, Lord, to keep our eyes on our Savior. Remember, Lord, those who are serving thee in far-off lands today. Remember our missionaries today. Remember, Lord, today the persecuted church. Remember, Lord, the underground church, those who do not and have not the privilege to worship thee publicly as we do. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll encourage them, bless them, and strengthen them in their faith. And Lord, even rebuke us today for our lack of faith. Lord, when we see and hear, Lord, of so many, Lord, in dark places, Lord, still seeking to serve thee, even, Lord, in spite of the fear of their lives, still seeking to worship thee. Our Father, we pray that you'll encourage them. Remember, Lord, those who are carrying heavy burdens, pressed down with the cares and, Lord, burdens of this life. Draw alongside to them. Remember, Lord, those who are mourning. Lord, touch them and, Lord, strengthen them. Give them thy peace. O God, we pray. We would remember especially today the Reverend Malcolm Patterson and his dear wife Alison. O God, we pray that you'll draw very near to them, Lord, as they've suffered, Lord, another big loss. And Lord, you know the difficulties. Lord, even not being able to get home for the funeral service. Just draw very near to thy children, Lord, as they, Lord, we be, Lord, mourning at this time. Lord, just touch them. And Lord, we pray that they might know thy presence in a very real way. So, our Father, we pray that you'll bless us. Continue to be with us today. And Lord, we pray that we'll hear the voice of God. And Lord, that on hearing that voice, that we'll heed the voice of the Lord to us today. So hear and answer prayer. Continue on with us now. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'd ask you please to turn with me in the Word of God this morning to the Gospel of Mark. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. And we want to bring before you the motto text for us as a congregation. We pray the Lord will speak to our hearts as we not only read the Word of God, but in a moment's time also bring God's Word. Short Bible reading this morning, Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. And we'll read from the verse 14. Mark chapter 16 and the verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And may the Lord be pleased to bless the reading of his word to our hearts. At this stage, let me welcome you all along to our morning worship service. We're glad to see you in the house of the Lord today, and we give you a very special welcome in the Savior's name. We're glad to see you, and we pray the Lord will bless you. Glad to see Sammy and Irene back with us again. Glad to see you today, both in the house of the Lord. Glad the Lord's hand has been upon you, and we pray the Lord will bless you, and others as well who are back, and we're glad to see you in God's house this morning. And can I take this opportunity to wish you a very happy new year? And we pray the Lord will bless you and your family in this year that lies before us. Can I just leave before you some announcements, please, at this stage? We have our meeting tonight, our gospel service at 6:30. First gospel service of a new year. And we encourage you to be back in the house of God again tonight. One of our young people, our brother Aaron McVeigh, will be testifying this evening. Also hoping to have our brother Stephen Greer along to sing. And I'm going to be speaking this evening on the subject of have you the right passport? And so we encourage you to come along tonight. Bring others with you. Seek to invite someone along to the gospel meeting tonight. And let's get 2022 off to a good start. So come back again tonight for the gospel service at 6:30. Then on Thursday night, we have our Bible study and prayer meeting back to the normal time and the normal night this week. Friday night, that'll be a monthly presbytery meeting for our elders, 8 o'clock on Friday night. Then next Sunday sees the recommencement of the Sunday schools, both here and in Hollywood, here at 10:15. Also the Bible class will be on again next Sunday morning. And in Hollywood, the Sunday school there will be back on again at 2:30. Our morning worship service, 11:30, preceded by the season of prayer at 11, and then our gospel service next Sunday evening, the first of our family and friends' gospel services next Sunday for the new year. And one of our college students, or Whitfield College students, our brother Gregory Gibson, will be along to testify. Gregory was brought up in a Roman Catholic home and was saved, gloriously saved, and is now training for the ministry. And so we're looking forward to having him along with us next Sunday evening for our family service. So again, another opportunity for you to invite someone along to the services. Just a few other announcements can I leave before you. That is that we have our special seasons of prayer for the work of God and for the year that lies before us coming up next week. We start them on the Sunday evening after the Sunday night service next Sunday evening. We'll wait behind for a special season of prayer. And then three nights the following week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we encourage you to join with us for those special seasons of prayer as we leave the work of God before the Lord. They will be times that will be given over entirely to pray, and so we trust you'll be able to join with us for all of those times, if at all possible. Our youth fellowship will be back on Friday the 14th of January, and our Explorers Club will, God willing, return on Tuesday the 18th of January. Can I ask you to continue to remember, as we sent out the wee note yesterday, the Reverend Malcolm Patterson and his wife Alison in your prayers. You'll know that just a short time ago, the Reverend Patterson and his wife went back to Kenya to serve the Lord just after having lost the Reverend Patterson's mother. Very sadly then, the Reverend Patterson's father passed away quite suddenly yesterday morning. But because of COVID and all the restrictions, unfortunately, Malcolm and Alison are not able to get home for the funeral service. And of course, that adds to the grief and to the loss. And so we want you to remember them and their family in your prayers at this very, very sad and difficult time. Last Sunday evening, we had available the little leaflets concerning the Uganda Christian School. They're still available. But especially, I draw your attention to this child sponsorship scheme that we spoke about a few weeks ago. And if you would like to be involved in that, it costs £120 per child per year to sponsor a child in the Emmanuel Christian School in Uganda. If you would like any more information, take the little leaflet there and you can contact the Mission Board office to get that set up. Also today, we have the motto text cards available, a little calendar in the back. You use those, keep them in your Bible, and perhaps even use them and give them out to others as well. There's plenty, so if you need any more, please do take them with you. Also, the new edition of the Sandown Herald, our own church magazine, is available today. I appreciate all who contributed to that again this time. We've also left in your seats a copy of a daily reading plan. This is brought to us by the TBS, Trinitarian Bible Society. And if you haven't got a daily reading plan for the year, we encourage you to have one. And this gives you a suggested one and also gives you some words throughout the scriptures that you may not be familiar with and the meaning of them. So take those. And again, if you want more copies, they're all available to you. Also, there are still free will weekly envelopes left. If you haven't got a copy of yours yet, please do that. If you need any more information about that, please see Kyle about that. I think these are all the announcements. We'll turn our heads to the screen and we'll sing together the words of hymn number 475. I do not know what lies ahead, the way I cannot see, yet one stands near to be my guide. He'll show the way to me. We'll stand together as we sing this hymn, please. Turning back to Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, please. Mark chapter 16. Caught a view there of little Eden. Glad to see Eden back again. I'm glad she's out of hospital. Been praying for her. And glad she's on the mend and getting better. Do continue to remember all those who are unwell. There are so many in our congregation who are unwell at this time. And do remember them all in your prayers, please. Verse 20 is where we will center our thoughts upon as we consider the motto text for today. Mark chapter 16 and the verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirmed the word with signs following. Amen. Let's bow, please, in a word of prayer. And I ask you, please, to pray for this preacher this morning. I need the Lord's help. We all need the Lord's help. I pray the Lord will speak to us. The Lord will challenge us through His word this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee again for the word of God. We thank Thee, O Lord, for the scriptures of truth. And Lord, we thank Thee this morning that this is Thy word. We come, O God, to the living word of the living God. And therefore, O God, we need the author of the word to interpret it to us. We need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, to aid us in our understanding. O God, we pray that today we might hear no voice but the voice of the Lord. May we see no one but the risen Christ. O God, we pray that You'll speak to this heart of mine. Help me, O Lord, to preach as I ought to preach. Help us, Lord, to hear as we need to hear. O God, we pray that You'll burn this text into our hearts, not only this day, but every day throughout this year that lies before us in Thy will. So, Lord, we just pray for help from heaven. Come, O God, we ask. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. What is the role of the church in 2022? What role must the church have in this year that lies before us? In this age of multiculturalism, multi-faiths, secularism, atheism, does the church still have a role or a part to play? Or is it a case, as some would tell us within the church, that it's a matter of holding tight, waiting for our passing or for the Lord's return, whichever might come first? I think it is fair to say that not only has the world seen the church as irrelevant in this postmodern era, but sadly by the actions and by the attitudes of those within the broader church, the church seems to have lost its relevance in this age. We've lost our voice. We've lost our place. We've lost our way. And we're told that things are just the way they are, and it's not going to get any better. And as we near the Lord's return, things are just going to get worse and to get worse. We listen to the media. All the horror stories, all the doom and gloom, all the negative, depressing stories. We browse social media and we take on board the thinking of people, and it leaves us in a very depressed and a very discouraged state of mind. What I want to do this morning, by the help of God, is to reset the thinking and the thoughts that we may or may not have concerning the role of the church, of this church, of our church, our congregation here in Sandown Road, and reset it according to the Scriptures. And as we do so, may we see today that the role of the church on earth, the responsibility that the church has not altered. The head of the church, who is Christ, has not changed, and the command that He has given to us in this year has not altered. So we start a new year in the work of God, a new chapter in the work of God, as we seek in many ways to start again. Start building from the ground up. Here's the program, here is the template, here is the way that we must go forward in 2022. This is not a plan devised by the leadership of this church. This is not a plan put together by a delegation of the oversight of this church who perhaps have met in meetings and sought to see how we can take the work of God forward. No, this is God's plan. This is God's program. And folks, if we are to follow the Lord in 2022, then we need to start by following His plan and His program for the work of God. Our motto text for 2022, a text that the Lord has very clearly, emphatically burned into my heart for us all as a congregation, has to do with our service for the Lord. And I believe it is a tremendous challenge. Certainly it has been to me. And I trust that as we start this new year, that as a congregation and as a people of God, we're up for this challenge. That we're ready for this challenge. That we are dedicated and we are committed to go through with God and to see the work of God go forward. And I pray that through this motto text, not only today, but throughout the days of this year, that our hearts will be revived and that our enthusiasm for the work of God will be enlarged. As we consider the words of verse 20, especially this morning, some things I want us to see from our motto text. I want you to see, first of all, here, there is the activity to be engaged in. The activity to be engaged in. Verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere. The people of God, the church of Christ, were engaged in activity, and it was a spiritual activity. It was a commanded activity. They were active in the work of God. Now, let me just stop there. Before considering this point anymore, let me ask you, are you involved in the work of God? Are you active? Are you serving? The Lord has not saved you, dear Christian, to sit on the sidelines. The Lord has not redeemed you to sit in church on a Sunday for an hour or two, and that's the only spiritual activity you do throughout the rest of the week. Dear Christian, you need to be involved. We need to get active in the work. Don't leave it to the faithful few. Don't leave it to everyone else. We need your help. We plead for your help. And as we think of this activity that they were engaged in verse 20, I want you to see the urgency of it. Notice the link between verse 19 and verse 20. So then after the Lord, verse 19, had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, verse 20. Verse 19 deals with the Lord's return. But the people then returned to the work. You see, they saw the great urgency in the work that needed to be done. They saw a great importance in the work that needed to be done. Their Savior has just gone from them, and no doubt they were filled with fear. They were anxious, yet they didn't allow the worries or the concerns or the fears to keep them from the work. Oh, for the church of Christ today to follow that example. Because to be quite honest with you today, it seems that throughout the past 2 years, the people of God and the church of Christ has gone into hiding and has gone to ground. I haven't seen some of God's people in church for months and even years now, let alone being involved in the work of God. Do we not need to wake up? Do we not need to arise from our slumber and from our sleeping? Do we not see the urgency that needs to be engaged in the work of God? Is it not time today that the church of Christ gets out of the bunker and get back onto the battlefield? Why was there an urgency? There was an urgency because of the command of the Savior. Look at verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. This was commanded. They were heeding the command of the Lord. They were to go and they were to go forward. It seems today that the Church of Jesus Christ and some people who claim to be Christians are going back, hiding, shutting themselves off from this world. There was a command because of the command of the Savior, but there was also a command because of the condition of the sinner. Go ye into all the world. Go you into a world that's lost and dying, people who are lost in sin, going to hell. Go and tell them, go and reach them, go and win them for Christ. We lost the passion for souls through this pandemic? Have we lost the reality that men and women are dying in their sin? And the church, by and large, has been silent. What an opportunity, I believe, the Lord gave to the church to rise to the Great Commission over the past 2 years. When fear was at its height, when the very thought of dying was before people's minds constantly and continually, and yet the church was silent. We failed to go out. We failed to go forth. And I say that as much to my own heart as to anybody else's. We were told we couldn't have gospel missions in order to keep people safe, and yet people all around us were dying in sin. Countless numbers of people went to hell through this pandemic, and I'm not talking in far-off places. I'm talking in our own city, in our own community. Oh, how we need a dose of repentance. How, before we start beating up our chests and thinking how great we are and how good we are, let's realize just how much we have failed the Lord. How we need to plead to God for His forgiveness. But how we need to go forth with urgency in 2022. Be a different Christian, be a brighter Christian, be a busier Christian, be a faithful Christian, be an active Christian. We need you. We plead for your help and for your support on a Sunday morning, on a Sunday night. Don't be found empty, your seat empty on a Sunday night. Don't have your seat empty on a Thursday night. We need you here. I hear people say we don't want churches to close again, and I don't want that to happen either. Where are we on a Thursday night praying? Too many other things to be engaged in. I plead with you, prioritize the work of God and the service of God. And we need to fill up those spaces left by our elderly prayer warriors. In the 8 years that I have been here in Sandown, I have buried more people than I care to remember. And preached at many graveside services of many of the godliest saints of God. Their seats are empty. And we need you to come and fill up those empty seats. We need you to take up the baton in the work of God. Parents, are you setting the right example to your children? Do they see you coming to the place of God faithfully? Do they see you prioritizing the emphasis that there should be in the house of God and in the place of prayer? There was an urgency as they went forth. God, give us an urgency for the work of God. Not only was there an urgency in this activity, but there was also a unity. Back in verse 20, they, that means all of them, went forth. Means they went forth together. They were united in their purpose. Yes, they were different, but they had one aim, and that was to spread the gospel. Dear believer, this morning, may God unite us as a people like never before to see the great urgency in spreading the gospel of Christ. We're all different. We've all different personalities. We've all different points of view. But here is something we are united on, and that is the cause of Christ and the work of Christ. See how committed they were. They went forth. They went forth determined. Can I appeal to you? In 2022, be committed like never before to the work of God. Stick at the work. Stay at the work. Be committed in your attendance Sunday morning and Sunday evening. Be committed in your attendance at the Thursday night prayer meetings. As your pastor, I plead with you. Stand with us. Be in your place. Be committed. Before we move on, I want you to see something as to why they were urgent and united in this activity. In verse 14, we read that the Lord had to upbraid them or scold them or rebuke them because of their unbelief, their hardness of heart. They were filled with fear. And that's why they didn't do anything. And the Lord had to rebuke them for that. But now as we come to verse 20, no longer are they filled with fear, but now they're filled with faith. Because they had seen the risen Christ. You see, in verse 14, they had very low expectations of the work of God. They didn't think much would happen. Maybe that's you today. You don't actually believe that you can make a difference. You don't actually believe that the gospel works anymore. You want a form of religion, but that's it. I tell you, you'll never be excited about the work of God unless you have faith in the gospel that we preach. And perhaps there is another problem. We have lost faith in the simple, plain gospel of Christ. And the church has become so fangled with the world and so taken up with everything that we have lost the plainness and the simplicity, yet the powerfulness of the gospel of Christ. As we come from verse 14 to verse 20, these people were filled now with faith. They had saw the risen Christ. They had that renewed energy and excitement for the work of God, and now they just wanted to get at the work. Dear Christian, today may we all get on our knees before God, and before God works through us, may God work in us. Are you willing in 2022 to believe God? Are you willing to go through with God? Will you believe that God is able to give rivers in the wilderness? Are you willing to believe that God is able to pour floods of blessing upon this city? In this community. I want to give you a commitment today as your pastor, as your minister. I believe God has much better things in store ahead of us. God is not finished, as some would have told us in years gone by. God is not finished with the work of God in Sandown. God, I believe, is only starting, and we must believe that. Do you really believe that God is able to do great and mighty things? In 2022, we need to think big. about the work of God. And that's not some motivational talk. Think big. Take every letter of that little word, B-I-G, believe in God. That's how we can think big. When we believe God, we trust God. The activity to be engaged in. Will you be committed to the work of God in 2022? Secondly, there is the assistance to be experienced. The assistance to be experienced. Look at verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. The Lord working with them. You see, as they went forth at the command of God, at the call of God, they didn't go alone. The Lord worked with them. What a thrill. The Lord worked with them. What an encouragement. The Lord worked with them. What a motivation for the work of God. The Lord worked with them. What does it mean that the Lord worked with them? Did the Lord have a role in their work? Turn with me, if you will, please, over to the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. First Corinthians chapter 3, in the verse 9, we have a familiar verse. But a verse which really interprets verse 20 of Mark 16. The Lord worked with them. Well, here's the interpretation of that, the explanation of that in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9. For we are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3 and 9, with God. In other words, they worked in God's work. This was God's service they were doing. And when we do His work, He works with us. When we work in His service, when we are involved in His work, He works with us. This is not about our work. This is not about our service. This is not about what we can do. We are working for the Lord, and as we do that, He works with us. In the context of 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9, the previous verses, we see that the church was divided along personality lines. People thought they were working for Paul. Others thought they were working for Apollos. Paul says, no, you're working for the Lord. And I appeal to you today, don't work for me. You'll be disappointed. Don't work for someone else. Work in 2022 for the Lord. Are you willing to lay your life on the altar of service for Him? Are you willing to do something more for Him in this year? Because if you are, then see how the Lord will work with you. Oh, how futile their work would have been if the Lord had not worked with them. Yet how essential this was for the Lord to work with them. Because it was through the enabling and the empowering work of the Holy Spirit that things were done. Oh, how often we feel like the disciples, we have fished all night and caught nothing. And it seems at times our labor is of no effect. Then as the Lord said to Simon, I believe the Lord says to us today, launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. Let down your nets. And is the Lord not saying to us today as a congregation here in Sandown, launch out into the deep. Let down your nets. Go further. Work harder. And are you willing to launch out? Are you willing to do more for the Lord today than you've done any other year? God commands us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Will you obey that command? And as you work for the Lord, see and experience the Lord working with you. As you work for the Lord, pray that the Lord, by His help, will enable you to do His work. Plead for the Holy Spirit. Will you join with us in these special seasons of prayer starting next Sunday evening? Will you join with us and plead night after night for God's blessing? No doubt there will be difficulties in this year ahead. No doubt there will be disappointments in this year ahead. There were for the people of God. There were for these people who worked as well in Mark 16. Look at verse 17. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils. You see, whenever you start working for the Lord, the devil will be on your heels. And you start doing something for the Lord, well, the devil will be out after you. The devil doesn't waste his time with lazy layabout Christians. You're no threat to him. But you're on fire for the Lord, bright for the Lord. The devil will make sure of it. That he'll discourage you and disappoint you. Satan will seek to hinder the work. In whatever way he can, he will seek to hinder the work. Yet press on. Press on. I've issued many challenges, I believe, I know today. But I want us all in 2022, from this day on, to pray an impossible prayer. I want you to pray something that you think is impossible. I've prayed that prayer already today for the work of God. Something that seems impossible, impractical. But will we covenant today to pray an impossible prayer? Will we pray for souls to be saved in East Belfast? It seems impossible. Will we pray for families to be added to our church? It seems impossible. Will we pray that this meeting house today will be too small to accommodate those who want to hear the gospel? People will tell us it's impossible. Will we pray that that car park down there will be filled on a Sunday evening and a Thursday night with people flocking to church rather than to the restaurants? Pray an impossible prayer. Think big concerning the work of God. Believe in God. William Carey said, expect great things for God and attempt great things for God. You see, you'll never attempt anything for God if you don't expect anything from God. Pray and expect God to work, and He will do far more than you've asked for. Will you pray that impossible prayer in 2022 and believe God for it? Take God at His word. Plead it and plead it and plead it. And the Lord says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Will you believe it? There's the assistance to be experienced, the activity to be engaged in. But finally, as we close this morning, I want us to see the aftermath to be enjoyed. The aftermath to be enjoyed. The end of verse 20. The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. He confirmed the word with signs. Because whenever they worked and the Lord worked with them, others saw what was happening. The Lord confirmed the word. What was that word? Well, it was the gospel. We have it in verse 15. They went forth and they preached the gospel. And I don't want to labor this point. I've preached on this already a few Sunday nights ago. The gospel is gospel service. It seems today preachers are more interested in bamboozling us with what their tremendous knowledge of theology is than actually preaching the plain, simple gospel. And these people went and preached the gospel. What's the gospel about? It's about Christ. Christ. They didn't talk about the weather. They didn't talk about the politics. They didn't talk about the latest news headlines. They didn't talk about the statistics. They talked about Christ. Christ, who is the full embodiment and the full fulfillment of the gospel. There were signs following. Churches grew. The work expanded. Lives were changed. How do I know? You just take up the book of Acts and you read it. Turn to the book of Acts for a moment, verse 4, chapter 4. Acts chapter 4 and the verse 13. Just after the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls saved. The work was expanding, souls were being reached. And look at the testimony of the world. Verse 13, Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. What a testimony. They didn't have their PhDs. They didn't have their degrees. They didn't go to 5 different Bible colleges. Yes, they might have been unlearned and ignorant men, but I tell you this, they had power with God. And the world saw it and the world knew it. On over in Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17 and the verse 6. There's the testimony of the world there in Acts 4, but here in Acts 17 and the verse 6, there's the testimony of the work. Acts 17, and there's a commotion at Thessalonica. Verse 6 we read, and they found them not. They drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also." The ungodly said, "These are the men that have turned the world upside down." What a testimony of the work of God. God, give us a little taste of that here in Sandown Road, that the people around Sandown, the people around East Belfast might say, in that church, they're turning the world upside down. Billy Sunday, Cornish evangelist, he said, "The world is the wrong side up. It needs to be turned upside down in order to be right side up." We need to turn the world upside down. Under the leadership of Peter, and then Paul, throughout the book of Acts, the Lord worked. As the people worked, the Lord worked. Our task is to spread the good news of the gospel. It's the Lord's responsibility to confirm the word with signs following. May the testimony of this church in 2022 be as it was for the church of Thessalonica, that our gospel came not unto you in word only, but in power. Power. That's what we need today. That's what's lacking today in the church of Christ, the power. We might have the words. We might be going through all the rituals and all the motions, but we need the power. Lord, send that old-time power. Let us hear that sound as of a rushing mighty wind. Let us hear it, let's experience it, and let's go forth believing that God is able to do it. We've had enough of all that's gone on over this past year or so. We need to get back into the work of God. We need to go out. We need to reach. By God's help and by God's goodwill, we will do that in this year. You'll see that in our little church magazine, we have a mission plan for Dundonald. God willing, there'll be another mission later on in the year. Special efforts. But every Sunday night, there's a mission here in this church. Reaching souls. They went forth, preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Amen. May that be the case for us. May we go forward. May we go forth in 2022. Committed, dedicated to the work of God like never before. And despite the difficulties, despite the setbacks, let's keep at the work. Knowing that as we work, He works with us. May God be pleased to work in us and then to work through us.